All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Segregation is a way to go. Segregation is a way to go.
All right, Bogey apparently with a strong submission for the second annual Stoney and Wojo Invitational.
Gosh! Wait
again. Oh, segregation is a way to go.
Oh, no!
Dear heavens. Let's get into it. We haven't really had a chance to dive into the Kawhi Leonard saga. I'm fine talking about it. I just was stunned that the guys that I work with and depend on and who are the driving force behind this show could just be so wimpy and not understand real life. It's disappointing. And if David's a father, I can't believe he would parent his kids this way. And Sully, I mean, look, Sully's bought and paid for by the LeBron James Foundation, and he should appreciate what Kawhi Leonard's doing. But look, here's the deal. Reports are out. Kawhi has no interest in playing in Toronto. Of course, the threat is there. Ah, he'll sit out all year. Okay, whatever. That's not going to happen. The point is, Sully, if you and David together want to communicate all your anger, I'll then be able to respond to it effectively.
Sure,
I think that's the best way to do this.
Well, you mentioned that Kawhi Leonard's soft, we're soft. I think Kawhi Leonard's the one that's soft here. I think that Kawhi Leonard's come across as a complete baby. I think that he's, you know, clearly throwing a little hissy fit and pouting that he wants to be in L.A. and he's not in L.A. You're not a free agent, dude. You can't, if you want to demand a trade, fine. Yep. Demand a trade. But when you get traded, now he's just pouting and bitching about, well, now I'm not going to play for Toronto. I only want to play for the Lakers. Okay, again, I'm all for athletes having power, but you can't just, it's not how it works. You signed a contract. Yep. You can't just pick and choose in sports which teams you play for when you're not a free agent. I think he just comes across as a total baby, and I think his approval rating is plummeted based on all of this.
Well, first of all, that's irrelevant. He's not the president. He's a basketball player. Who cares about
likeability.
Approval rating?
Likeability.
No one, again, who cares? That, throw that one out. I'm not even dignifying that with a response.
I think it's weak that when he wants to demand a trade, you're unhappy, then you're finally traded, but now it's not good enough for him. He doesn't want to play in Toronto, so now there's reports coming out about him. I'm going to sit out the whole year. I'm not playing in Toronto.
And he's got a right to do it.
I'm only playing in the Lakers. I think it comes across as pouting and whining.
Okay, which has no bearing on what I'm talking about. He's one of the top three players in the sport.
Yeah, but at some point, you have to play, okay?
Okay.
He has no right in my mind to do this.
Why?
Because you're under contract. He got traded what he asked for, so now play. Don't sit here and say, oh, I'm not going to play. No, you play now.
Yeah,
you're
but
under
from
contract.
His perspective, David, here's the problem with both of you. A, you're selling him short. He was the youngest NBA Finals MVP in history. He's one of the youngest NBA Defensive Players of the Year. He is a top three player. The average fan doesn't know who the hell he is because he plays in San Antonio and they only know KD, LeBron, and the dude with eyebrows, right? AD. Look, Kawhi is a top three guy. He demanded a trade. Things went south. Feelings got hurt. And you know what? He was very clear about where he wanted to go. Now, the Spurs were under no obligation to deliver on that. I don't have a problem with what the Spurs did. Toronto knew what they were getting into. Look, go read the Boston Globe today. The reason the Celtics pulled out of negotiations, they couldn't get any assurances about whether Kawhi would show up or about his health. Toronto decided to be crazy enough to make the deal. Now, I'll tell you why they did it, because it's brilliant, by the way, whether he shows up or not. But the point is, if I'm Kawhi Leonard, I don't want to play in another country. I don't want to play in Toronto. I told you this before.
I told you not to
trade for me.
So sad I don't want to play.
No, but see, I don't think Kawhi's looking for sympathy.
Yeah, but here's the thing,
that's
though.
The difference. You're acting as if Kawhi Leonard cares what you think.
No, but you're saying, okay, top three player, wonderful. But I don't know if he's healthy. So play, sir.
You'll
play
know
before
next
you
year
demand,
when he lands in L.A.
Play before you demand that you're not going to play somewhere else.
But here's where you're wrong, and this is where you have your teams to blame. because it doesn't matter whether Kawhi plays this year. Because July 1st of 2019, the Lakers and any other team with the cap space will line up salivating all over themselves with a max deal begging him to play. You can blame Kawhi Leonard. You need to blame the sport. You need to blame the front offices. See, you're acting like if he doesn't play, it's going to be punitive. It's not. Kawhi is only exercising the leverage that these teams and these owners have given to him. And that's my point, David. Like, you can't sit here and call Le'Veon Bell a sucker for coming back and playing, and then you go, oh, well, dude, you got a contract. It's like, wait a second. No. Those don't jive. Le'Veon shouldn't play. And if Kawhi, who wants a long-term commitment and does not want to be here anymore, in a league where, let's face it, David, players have taken the power. No, he doesn't have to do anything because there is no consequence.
Well, there is a consequence. If he doesn't play, he isn't a free agent next year. His year of eligibility, basically, what is it, accrued a season, he won't have it.
Right. Do you really believe he's not going to play? Do you really believe he won't show up and play 10 games just to get free?
He'll probably play.
Okay.
But the fact that he's sitting here whining about going to Toronto.
How's he whining? Have you talked to Kawhi Leonard?
I have not called him.
Have you read an interview with Kawhi Leonard?
No quotes from
him. Have we watched a sit down with him and Roy Firestone where he cries and whines about his plight in life? No.
Just going off the reports.
Well, what reports?
That he's extremely unhappy and does not want to play in Toronto and refused to.
So you're unhinged about reports, not words from the man, about reports that he's not pleased about being traded to Canada.
And you think that's an
irrational response?
I think it's a dangerous precedent to send. This isn't free agency. He's not a free agent.
Want to
play.
Neither was Kyrie. Players can't demand where they want to go. That's commonplace now, Mike. And if you don't like it, stop watching the league.
I don't like it. I think
you're the one who's crying.
No, if you want to demand a trade, demand the trade. But you can't just pick and choose and say, I must be traded to this. That's just not how it works.
But see, here's the difference. When you're an elite player, you can. Kawhi Leonard has every right to believe he's the best player in basketball. He's got a right to believe that. And he's a top three player. If Tom Brady came out tomorrow and demanded a trade, and said, here's the deal. Things have fallen apart here. I don't want to be a Pat no more. I want to be traded to the Minnesota Vikings. And the Patriots traded him to the Indianapolis Colts. And Brady goes, I ain't playing. You mean to tell me Brady hadn't earned the right to say that?
It's also not fair to say we haven't heard from him, because we haven't heard from him in over a year. The reports came out that he was unhappy and wanted to get traded, still didn't say anything, and then he got traded. So those reports that he was unhappy apparently were true without us ever hearing a word from him. So I don't have to hear a word from him to think that, oh, this is not true, because clearly he's saying something to somebody. He's not happy.
He doesn't want to play. The bottom line is people like you guys are not treating Kawhi Leonard as the superstar he is. And that's what I find laughable.
No, neither one of us are discrediting how good he is. I realize how good of a player he is.
Well, then you would understand he's earned the right to demand a trade. He said openly where he wants to go. The team decided we're not going to do that. That's fine. I think the Spurs are geniuses. Blame the Raptors for doing it. You know, blame the league who will line up and hand him his extension next year. There's no consequences to him not committing to the Raptors.
When you say earned the right, I don't think he's earned the right to
NBA champion, finals MVP, youngest in history, NBA defensive player of the year, an overall top three talent, and the best two-way player in the game. Mike, he's earned the right.
And a contract that he's signed with the Spurs.
Those don't mean anything.
He signed a contract with the Spurs if he got traded. So he needs to stop whining about it and just play.
How is he whining? I have not read a single word in print that is attributed to Kawhi Leonard.
He's pouted the entire year. He does not want to. Everyone knows he doesn't want to be in Toronto.
Disagree.
Like David said, we haven't even heard from the guy.
Exactly. I think it upsets Popovich you that you don't hear from him.
Popovich said it, so we can't even talk to him. We just have to go through his players.
So
who knows
Pop
what's going
whining?
On. No, I think Kawhi Leonard's the one that looks like a baby here.
Okay. That's nice. And guess what? Nobody cares about your feelings. Like, people like you who bitch about these players, nobody cares. This guy is a top three player. Make another example of a top three player in a sport who's a champion, a finals MVP, a defensive player of the year, demanding a trade, and the team sends him to outer space. And show me where you'd criticize the guy for going, I'm not playing there. That ain't happening. And oh, by the way, you still can't prove to me that there's any consequence to him exercising his leverage. Kawhi Leonard has all the leverage. Whatever team he goes to in the East becomes the favorite to win the East. Whatever team he goes to in the West becomes at least on even terms with the Warriors, unless it was something outer space and he ended up in Sacramento. If he goes to the Lakers and they get LeBron with the young core, they'll have a credible shot to say we could win. If he went to Utah, if he went to Denver, if he anywhere he lands. Had he gone to Philly, they're the winner. Had he gone to the Celtics, they're going to the finals. And going to Toronto if he decides to play, yes, I do believe the Toronto Raptors are absolutely the favorite in the East to win it. He's earned a right to do it. You can't give me another example where you'd bitch at a guy for not doing it.
Well, no one's ever done this.
Exactly.
No top three players ever done
it. That's why I like it. Players are taking the power back. And maybe if people like Le'Veon Bell had a little bit more intestinal fortitude, he'd take it back too.
He should.
That's the message I'm trying to send to you. You don't have to like what he's doing, but when you don't respect it, that's something different. I'd like to throw the number out. I don't even know if people care enough to talk about it. But I think it's interesting that David and Mikey are talking as fans, and I think a lot of you, that's the easy opinion. But I want you to argue the things I said, because I think that's what you're going to have a hard time with. I don't have to like what Kawhi Leonard's doing, but I get it. I respect it. And you know what? If I'm him, I'd probably do the same thing. I am a top three guy. I am an NBA champion. I'm a finals MVP. I'm a defensive player of the year. I'm in my prime. I told you I didn't want to go here. You still pulled the trigger. That's your business. Toronto, I'm sorry. That's your problem. I didn't ask to come here. I will sit out. I will get my money in the summer because I'm that good. 248-539-9797. We'll see if the people want to have a little chit chat here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.